So the purpose of Women's Day, I know that, you know, Mimo has spoken just about a few things. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about just, you know, transformation. And I think what we've been, you know, seeing and just growing in understanding is that if we transform from inside out, then we are definitely going to be effective, you know, in our walk with God, in our relationships with each other, and as we also get to reach out and share our faith, you know, with the women around us that God has put in our lives. And so my first point is that the purpose of Women's Day is to bring God glory. Now, why were we made? Why were we created? Can I just ask that question? Why did God create us? Why did he make you? Why did he decide that you would be formed in your mother's womb? To glorify him? Anyone else?
We're made in his image.
Created in his image, to be in his image. What else? To praise him. Okay? You know, God loves to be praised. He loves to be worshipped. Now, of course, his first purpose and his first plan to create man was so that he could be able to have a relationship with us. You know, God is a relational being. That's, I think, the greatest thing about God, is that he wants relationships. As much as everything he had made was perfect, it still wasn't enough until he made that human being. You know, now, of course, all creation, you know, is made to worship him and to praise him. And so for God to have created us, you know, is so that we could actually be able to praise him. And when you think about human beings, we are actually the only people that can speak, isn't it? We can be able to speak to each other. There's several senses that we all have that God put in us, which are obviously from him. So he has all those senses. He put those in us. And so we're the most effective creatures to be able to actually bring God the glory and the honor that he deserves. And you know, isn't it sad though, when you look at the world today, I'm just not so sure that human beings are bringing God that much of glory and that much of praise and that much of honor. You know, when you think of the mountains and the trees and the rivers and the oceans, and I mean, we see these things and we are like, wow, you know, we're just wowed. I don't know if people are wowing as they look at each other, you know, as they look at human creation. And so, but as disciples, as Christians, as women that know God, we actually have that opportunity to bring God praise and to bring him honor. Now, obviously, you and I know that that doesn't just happen, isn't it? Not actually, in life, nothing just happens. And especially in today's world, we have to be even more purposeful, you know, to make this happen. And so I want to read a psalm that I love, you know, Psalm 40. I will read it in NLT. It says this, so I'll just go ahead and read, so you can just write it down and read later if you need to. But Psalm 40 verse 1 to 5 says, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me up out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Psalm 40, okay, from verse 1 to 5. You know, many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. Oh Lord, you have performed many wonders for us. Your plans for us are too numerous to list. You have no equal. If I tried to recite all your deeds, I would never come to an end of them. And then verse 10, it says, I have not kept the good news of your justice hidden in my heart. I have talked about your faithfulness and saving power. I have told everyone in the great assembly of your unfailing love and faithfulness. I love this passage. You know, the psalmist right here is talking about just how God, you know, heard his cry. And I want you to take a moment and go back into your life at a time that you reached that point where you knew that it was only God that could save you. You knew that it was only God that could actually rescue you. There was no one else. There was no help anywhere else. And then you cried out to him, and God heard you, and he came through for you, and he answered your prayer. And that's what this psalmist is talking about right here. He's talking about a time that he cried out to God, and God heard and answered him. And because of that, he says, you know what, you have put a new song in me. Yeah, you have given me a new song, and I'm going to sing, and I'm going to tell in the great assembly. And so when I think of Women's Day, I think of a time, to be honest with you, sisters, that as women that know God, we can actually display God's splendor. Yeah, the splendor of his creation. And not just the outward. It's not about the outward. And we'll talk about that in a moment. It's about what God has done for us. That's what Women's Day is all about. It's about us coming together and sharing and letting these women see and know the kind of God that we serve. That there is someone out there that you can actually cry out to, and he's able to hear your prayers, and he's able to respond, and he's able to actually help you, and he's able to pull you up out of that mud and mire and put you on a steady path. You know, before I became a disciple, I had decided, you know what, for one, I am not going to get married. Because if I do, I probably may kill somebody. You know, if they go around doing some things to me, you know, or I was just going to raise up a child, you know, without the help of a man. I mean, I had my ideas. I was set in my ways because of what I had seen, because what I had been through, you know, from not having my dad there in my early years, and then seeing all the just breaking marriages, you know, in my family, and just, you know, the torture and the turmoil of having someone that truly doesn't care for you. And so that's what I had decided, you know, when I became a disciple. And then I see God actually completely transforming that by allowing me to be in the lives of women and men and women that truly loved him and that were able to have marriages. They were not perfect, but they were amazing marriages. And I remember thinking, my goodness, I could actually do this. You know, and so God, you know, rescued me. And of course, there was so much going on. You'll get to know it as you get to know me. There was so much going on in my life. At times I look back and I think, my goodness, I was a dysfunctional woman. I was a dysfunctional young woman the way I grew up. I remember trying to commit suicide, and on goes the list of all the things that were going on in my life as a young woman. And then God saved me, God rescued me, and he put me on that steady place. You know, and it's amazing what God has done in my life, you know, ever since that time when he came and rescued me. And so these are the kinds of things, sisters, that we're trying, you know, to share with our friends. And so even as we reach out to them, let's not just give them a card. Let's not just say, oh, we're having this event that I want you to come for. It's not just an event. You share with them. Meet up with that woman. Get to share about God. Get to just let them know what God has done for you and where you would be without him. Honestly, sisters, I don't feel like we talk enough about what God has done for us. And this is the time. This is a time that we can just recollect ourselves. We can remind ourselves of who we are. Yeah, and we can be able to just pour forth the praises of our God. And not just what he did for you before you became a disciple, what he continues to do in your life. Because I know he does a lot for you. I know he does a lot for me. You know, today I sat in this park and I was just praying, you know, I had just a few minutes. I was like, you know what, I have to stop my life and just sit and pray. And I looked up and I was thanking God because I feel like, you know, that thing I was telling you, I feel like someone is chasing me from behind since I came here. Because that's how I was feeling. I was like, oh my goodness, this is how my life is going to be. Just where I feel just hurried and rushed. And today I sat there and it was not there. I actually just felt, wow, Lord, you have heard my prayers, because I have been crying out to God. I have been praying for a peace that transcends all understanding, and he has answered my prayers. And so many other prayers. I want to encourage you to become a woman that on a daily basis, you just take a moment, you take a pause. Yeah, and you just jot down and you say, what has the Lord done for me today? What did he do for me yesterday? And take a moment to just praise him. Take a moment to thank him so that then it can be our lifestyle. So that even as we're talking to our friends, about whatever we're talking to them about, those praises can just pour out of our mouths. Amen? And you know, in verse 3, it says, many will see what he has done and be amazed and put their trust in the Lord. And so that's what we want. We want these women to come. We want them to see what the Lord has done, yeah? And for them to be amazed. And not just for them to be amazed. Not just for them to come and say, wow, what an amazing Women's Day. That's not the goal. Wow, look at all these people that you guys brought. Wow. No. Yes, for them to say wow, but for them to actually say, which God do you serve? What is it about you women? There's something. I see and I feel something. Yeah, and we want these women to be able to put their trust, not in us, okay, not in us, not in whoever is going to be sharing on that day, but on the Lord, okay, because he's the only one that is entirely trustworthy, isn't it? He's the only one. And then the second thing is for us to let our light shine. The Women's Day is able to help us to let our light shine. You know, 2 Corinthians 4, 5 to 7. Again, you can read this later on. NLT, it says, you see, we don't go around preaching about ourselves. We preach that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we ourselves are your servants for Jesus' sake. For God who said, let there be light in the darkness, has made this light shine in our hearts so that we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God and not from ourselves. I love this. You know, this passage here, he's talking about the light, the shine that the God sent out, that came and shone in the darkness. Now, which light is this passage talking about? What is it referring to? Let's, a little bit of interaction here. What is it referring to? Our hearts? Mm-hmm. But what makes our hearts different? God's Holy Spirit? You know, it says right here, that, you know, the light, sorry, God has made this light shine in our hearts so we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. And then he talks about how, you know, it is basically Jesus in our hearts. God sent out the light to shine. And what's that light? It's Jesus Christ. And so within our hearts is Jesus. When we became disciples, you know, God gave us his Holy Spirit. Somebody say the Holy Spirit. God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit are one. And so when we received that Holy Spirit, God was able to put himself and Jesus inside of us. And the Bible says that this is the light then that needs to be able to shine. You know, a lot of times we wonder, okay, the Bible says I'm a shining light. Yeah, I'm a light on a hill, isn't it? What am I supposed to do with that? I know, you know, the Rouse have, you know, Mike, I think, got, you know, himself and Chloe some little torches just to remind themselves that, you know what, we are the light, okay? But, you know, that light is not just, hey, you know, it's not the outward, isn't it? It's not that. The Bible says right here, it's our hearts. Now we have this light shining in our hearts. But we ourselves are like what? Fragile jars. Isn't it? Jars of clay. That's what the other version says. Jars of clay. We're fragile. We basically don't have it all together. None of us. None of us have what is going to take to win the world for Christ. None of us has that. Only God has it. And you know, God in his wisdom, and I believe in his humility, because it takes such a mighty and incredible and awesome God, it takes him the humility to say, you know what, I'm going to put it in these meager human beings. I'm going to put it into this nothingness. Jars of clay, isn't it? That's all we are without God, isn't it? We're just a shell. We're just My goodness, when we die, what is left but dust, isn't it? But within us, because of God, because of Jesus coming and living and dying on the cross, he has put that light in us. And that light is Christ. But I want to ask you, is Christ finding a place to be or to live in or to stay within your heart? Is he? How are you living your everyday life? Are we grieving the Holy Spirit? Are we grieving Christ? Is Christ feeling like, you know what, whoops, she's kicking me out every day? You know, and there's many different ways that we can be kicking Jesus out, isn't it? Yeah? And the way I think, because the Bible here is not calling us to perfection. That's not what God is asking of us. And I appreciate that so much about God. One of the things I thank him over and over and over again is just his grace and his mercy and just how he deals with us with compassion. You know, but the Bible here is calling us to be that light. But I want to ask you, is the light contained in your heart? Is it in there, or have you been just dispersing it and throwing it out? What sin have you not been repenting of? What sin? What weaknesses? Because we all have weaknesses. I can give you mine. But we all have weaknesses. Every single one of us. But you know, God has given us the way out. And one of those ways out is confession. And of course, repentance. The ability to change, isn't it? You know, the ability to change. You know, we were doing this personality test, you know, with some of the ladies. You know, and one of the qualities of my personality test is that I'm unchanged. My personality test is unchanged. And let me tell you, it has put a turmoil in me. I've been praying, I've been crying out to God, I've been telling God, show me if there are areas in my life that I have been unchanged. Because it scares me. It scares me that I can be that way. Because I don't want to be that way. I do not want to be a woman that is unchanged. Because I must be changed by God. I must be changed by the scriptures, isn't it? I must be changed by prayer. I must be changed by fellowship and by having people in my life. But what are your weaknesses? Do you know what your weaknesses are? I know you may know your strengths. I know some of us are better at knowing our weaknesses than our strengths. And some of us, it's vice versa. But we do need to know our weaknesses because let me tell you, Satan is going to work hard to deter you from being the woman that God wants to use. And so we are jars of clay. And we're carrying some treasure. We're carrying Christ in us. And that's what needs to be shining. So it can't be something forced. It can't be something that I wake up and I put and I say, oh, I'm going to go out now and shine my light. There's no formula to it. It's actually who you are on the inside. It's the state of your heart. And so when I think of the Women's Day then, I think that it is the state of our hearts, isn't it? Because as we reach out, whoever we're going to be sharing our faith with, they are going to come and they're going to come with a certain notion in their minds. They're either going to come because they'll be thinking, oh yeah, there's that businesswoman that invited me for this event. And I need to go there because I need to go look for business. You know, it could be that, isn't it? Yeah. Or there's this woman that, you know, is in this club with the kids. And so I'm going to go so I can have just those social connections for my children. It can be any of that. But sisters, are we going to show Christ? Are these women going to see something in us? And are they going to say, I need to go look for that thing. And I think this may be one of those places. You know, Women's Day, I look at Women's Day as an opportunity where, you know, certain women may never come to church with us, you know, but they may come to an event, you know, and thanks God for that. God is able to change and transform hearts, isn't it? You know, and so it's one of those times. And people can get to turn to God. People can get to know God, you know, but within your heart, you have to have the right desires. Pray and ask God to shine Christ through you in your neighborhood, in your schools, in your workplaces, wherever you are, and that light is going to touch people that are going to come. You know, I still remember several years ago, you know, we moved to this neighborhood, and I was like, Lord, I know I've helped people become Christians, but I do want to help someone where I live to become a disciple. And we started trying, you know, and then, you know, the kids, you know, would come to the door and knock. Chelsea was a little girl, I think she was about 4, and they would come and knock, you know, can Chelsea come and play with us? And I'd let them know, I'm sorry, I can't come right now because I'm doing something, but when I have time, either I'll come or you guys, if your parents allow you, you can come over. And this little kid started coming over, and I'd put, you know, just, you know, children's, you know, DVDs for them to watch with Chelsea, and I'd just sort of reach out to them. And one of the moms, I think, I don't know what that did to her, but I had an opportunity to invite her to a women's day. I tried inviting her to church. She couldn't come. She was actually from the SDA background, and so she didn't want to come to church, but she came for a women's day event. She came 1 year, and then she came the next year, and then she started studying the Bible. And eventually, she actually became a disciple. Her daughter, Chelsea's little friend, you know, got baptized sometime last year, you know, which is amazing. And so, you know, this is what God can do in just a little way. So it could be in your neighborhood. It could be at work. There are women sisters who are watching us. And this world is looking for something different. And we have it. God has put it in us. Let's make sure that we are taking care of it, that we're taking care of that treasure. Because treasures should be taken good care of, isn't it? So that then we can be able to, you know, just let it go out and just take care of many, many other needs. And so we have a potential to help many women, you know, to become Christians through our Women's Day. And then finally, it's an opportunity to excel. You know, I think of the Women's Day, and, you know, we can all look at, you know, the roles, the many roles, and I know that there are certain roles that we may look at and think, oh, wow, she gets to do that, you know? And she gets to do that, and I wish that was me. And you know, and it's okay, because I do believe that when we have a desire in our hearts, in this lifetime, God will make it happen. Because he gives us the desires of our hearts, isn't it? And so it may not be this Women's Day, these years, but it may be another year's Women's Day. You may have an opportunity to do that thing that you are thinking, wow, I really would have wanted, you know, to be the one to do this and that. But for me, you know, in 1 Corinthians, you know, 12, I love this scripture. And, you know, it talks about, you know, just the body and many parts and just how the body is interdependent, you know, of each other. We all have to depend on each other in order, you know, to survive, in order to be able to make it as Christians. You know, and you know, from verse 29 to 30, it talks about, you know, is everybody then going to be an apostle? Or is everybody going to be a teacher? Or to heal? Or to perform miracles? You know, all that. You know, because then there are all these different gifts, but are they for everyone? Is everyone then? You know, that those are the questions, you know, that Paul is asking. And then in verse 31 of the same, you know, 1 Corinthians 12, you know, Paul says, so you should earnestly desire the most helpful gifts or the most excellent gifts, isn't it? But now, let me show you a way of life that is best of all. And then, of course, he talks about love, you know, right underneath, you know, 1 Corinthians 13. He talks about the most excellent way being love. You know, but at the end of that, you know, passage, or rather midway, I think it's midway, you know, verse 13, you know, Paul says, three things will last forever, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of this is love. And so I think and I believe that these are the most excellent gifts. These are the most helpful gifts. You know, I could stand here and teach, and you may think, oh, yeah, she, or you may think Steve, because he preaches every Sunday. He's the most important in the Atlanta Church of Christ, Gwinnett. But maybe not. Maybe not. He may be excelling in whatever gift God has given him. But let me tell you, God right here is saying what? That there are actually other gifts that are most helpful. And each one of us in here, we can give those gifts. Don't you like receiving gifts? Who in here doesn't like receiving any gift? Receiving gifts? Is there any? I love gifts. It's one of my love languages. I didn't just say that, okay? Yeah, but I do love gifts. Okay? We all do, especially as women, don't we? I know for those married, for the married sisters, you know, when it's our birthday and our husbands don't remember to get us something, we struggle, isn't it? We struggle. I know my kids now help my husband a little bit. They make sure mommy gets something, you know, and something that she likes, you know. And so, but these are the most excellent. And this is a time, sisters, that we can actually excel in these gifts. Yes, love is the most excellent, but you know, there's two others that are really important. Faith and hope. And so when I think of our faith, I don't know about you, but every time I hear a message on faith, I get so convicted. And I ask myself, how am I doing? What's wrong with me? Why haven't I been working on my faith? Why am I so faithless? Because then I see all these areas that I need to grow in my faith in. Do you resonate with me with what I'm saying? You know? And so God wants us. I think faith is that gift that we must hold on tightly to. Otherwise, Satan is working night and day to steal our faith. Because he knows if he can just make you faithless, then he has gotten you. Really. And so when I think of the Women's Day, I think of a time that we can actually be faithless. We can be feeling like, you know, oh, but my finances right now, I know we had that kit and wasn't it funny? Because at times, my goodness, $25 can be a lot of money, isn't it? It's a lot of money? No, it's not. For some others, it depends on what it is that we're doing, isn't it? You know, and at a Women's Day, you know, depending on where your faith is at, because to be honest with you, sisters, it's an issue of faith. It's an issue of our faith. Because, I know for me, one of the things I decided, and you know, we've had our challenges, you know, just we've had our financial challenges sometimes, and you know, where you're like, oh my goodness, how are we going to do this? This is one of those areas that I told God, I refuse to worry over money. I refuse to worry about my needs. Because, number one, you own everything. Everything. And I'm your daughter. Come on. If your father was a president of the United States, do you think you would be worried about money? Hi, sisters. But that would be more, you know, a realistic thing than a faith issue, isn't it? It's more like, I mean, the money is in the bank. You know that. And I think this is where God tests us as his children, is that all the time, or there'll be times where something in our lives is going to be lacking. Something. And actually, if you talk to each woman in here, you will realize. You may actually look at, you know, some women here and think, my goodness, her life is just perfect. Isn't it? Her life is perfect. And then you just start talking to them, and then you realize, wow, there are things that are missing. There are things that are actually not all together. And you know why God has it that way? Is so that we can depend on him. But also, you know why? Is so that he can grow our faith. Is that he wants to grow our faith. Because there's nothing as powerful. There's nothing as powerful at not having a thing to the end of it having an abundance of it. And you look at it and you say, I did not do anything. God actually pulled it all together for me. Because then you're able to see God, isn't it? You're able to see God work. These are some of the things I would pray for my children, you know, when they were younger. Even now, not that I enjoy looking at them suffer or go through challenges, but I always say it's good for them because then they can pray and they can see God answer those prayers. It was so good for us to be waiting in Zambia for months on end for that visa. Let me tell you, and we kept doing devotionals, and one of the things I say to my kids is that it's good for you, it's good for all of us, because then we'll be able to see our God working. And so when something is not all working together, it's a great opportunity for you to be faithful, for you to say, you know what, my God, you own everything, and my God, you are going to supply. You're able to supply, and you are going to meet this need. And so I want to encourage us, let's not worry, let's not feel like, oh, I can't come, I don't have, you know, the registration money. Just focus on your God. Focus on who he is and what he's able to do. Focus on your friends who may not have the money. Focus on them being able to see. You instill that faith and say, you know what? I know God is going to provide for you. If you really want to come, God is going to provide this amount of money for you. And you know, sisters, it's good for us to charge money for the Women's Day. Not only because of the food, but I think if we're willing to put money into something, what does that mean? That it really matters, isn't it? We value whatever it is that we are putting up, willing to put our money in. And so those women that really truly want to come, $25 is not going to be a lot of money. They will pay for it, okay? And so please, sisters, let's allow God to grow our faith at this time. And then as well, you know, the Bible talks about hope. I'm not going to delve into this. I want to encourage you to study it out. It's one of those just, you know, greater gifts to desire and to want to excel in. But, you know, our hope in God, our hope in being able to be in heaven one day. And that's something that no one can ever take away from you. It's an incredible gift that God has given each one of us. And you know what, sisters? That's what the world is looking for. The world is looking for hope. The world is looking for something bigger than this world. It's a hopeless world. It really is. And we have an opportunity again to show them, to share what we have. So let's fan our hope, the gift of hope into flames, even as we get to share our faith with our friends, okay? And then finally, it talks about the greatest of them all, which is love. We can do this with love. So let's make sure that as we share our faith, as we work together, that we're motivated by love. That when we plan to meet and pray together for the friends, for the Women's Day, that we will go because we are motivated by love. 1 Corinthians 13 has a full description, verse 1 all the way down, has a full description of what unconditional love is, okay? And so sometimes we need to be willing, you know, to just persevere, isn't it? And to sacrifice a little bit and to say, you know what, I feel tired, but I'm going to wake up and pray with my family group regarding the Women's Day. I feel tired, but I will go and meet up with my group so that we can get to pray together. You know, I am tired, I am feeling weak, but I'm going to, you know, do whatever it's going to take. So it's going to take love. Let's love on the women. When they come, you know, let them feel love. That's one of the things I know if I asked, you know, us, one of the things that we can all say that drew us to the church, to the kingdom was what? Was the love, was the relationships. And so let's make sure that, you know, when those women come, that they can feel the love. And I know we'll get another opportunity to talk about just, you know, that particular day, you know, but let's be prepared to just show our love, to give, to just reach out, to go say hello. And sisters, I want to encourage us, even on Sundays or midweeks, if we have our friends come and they're visiting, let's look out for them. Let's love on them. Let's say, come sit with me. Or come stand here. Come join our fellowship. Sometimes I see some ladies standing on their own, sort of, you know, just, you know, okay, waiting for whoever brought them. You know, let's just love on people. And at times, it's just a hug. Sometimes it's just a smile. It's you giving what has been given to you. God never asks us to give what we do not have. We already have enough that God has put in us. And then, you know, just I think the practical thing I can ask us to do regarding the Women's Day is just to pray, pray, pray. To really just pull God in, to really depend on God, to really make this about him, to really say, God, just you give us a kind of a Women's Day that you want us to have. Help me have the kind of an experience that you want me and my friends, you know, to have regarding the during the Women's Day or during this whole time of preparing for the Women's Day. And so let's pray for just, you know, just transformation in our hearts. Let's pray for unity and bonding for us as sisters. Let's pray for hearts that are seeking for God. There are women in Atlanta tonight that are saying, Lord, I want to find you. I want the truth. I want to have a relationship with you. Let's ask God to lead us to those women, and he will do that. And when they come, let's be prepared to just speak up and to say something. You know, let's pray, you know, for all the details of that day. And that truly at the end of the day, sisters, let's pray that God will have a big smile on his face. And you know what? If God is glorified, if his name is praised, then we will be glad. And let me tell you, he will fill us with his peace in an amazing way. So I love you. Let me see if we still have some time to pray. We actually don't, you know. So, but I do want to encourage us to meet in our family groups and to just have times to pray through, you know, these things together. Where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them. Our God is able to do amazing, awesome things, you know, if we just come together and agree and pray to him and ask him. Amen.